Pay attention, son. I'm fixing to show you how we... He was gone. Drover, that is. One second he was there, and the next he was streaking towards the machine shed. The little coward. Oh well, I didn't need him anyway. I pointed my nose toward the hole and launched my plan of action. The plan was pretty simple. I would stand in front of the hole and bark until someone came to check out the disturbance. Then, it worked slick. I had been barking only 10 minutes when I looked up and saw Slim leaning against one of the gate posts. His arms were folded across his chest and he had a sour expression on his face.
You know, Pooch, we've already discussed you in the garden, and I think we decided you ain't welcome.
Yes, but this was a different deal. I lifted my ears, pointed my nose like a flaming arrow toward the hole, and barked.
If I was you, I think I'd...
Slim looked closer.
Hank, you're looking kind of serious.
Right.
Is something in that hole?
These people require so much patience.
Yes!
He unslumped himself off the gatepost and entered the garden, coming at his usual pace, slower than cold molasses. He bent down and listened. From deep inside the earth, he heard the clicking sound. His eyes grew wide.
Well, I'll be darned. You don't reckon... Hank, I'll bet I know what that is. Son, you have just dumbed your way into a major discovery. That's an armadillo in there.
Well, by George, it had taken him long enough to figure it out. How many barks had I used up trying to get the point across to him? 100? 1,000?
And of course, he had managed to scatter a few insulting remarks along the way. Oh well. The important thing is that within 15 minutes, we had the case wrapped up. Slim dug the armadillo out with his post hole diggers, pulled him out by the tail and dropped him into a gunny sack and hauled him off to the north end of the ranch. Better yet, Sally Mae showed up for the last 5 minutes of the procedure and realized that a terrible injustice had been done to the head of ranch security. With tears streaming down both sides of her face, she threw her arms around my neck, begged me to forgive her for being such a crab, and invited me to join the family for a steak dinner in my honor. Okay, maybe she... But she did apologize. That part's true. So, there you are. Once again, I had pulled the ranch through another dangerous time and had saved Sally Mae's garden from ruin and destruction. Does it get any better than that? Not around here. Case closed. Oh, remember all that stuff about the robot from outer space? Nothing to it, just idle chatter. And if you want to remove those offensive passages from the tape, that'll be okay with me. Thanks. It was just an armadillo.